In Audio presents
Witty, Weird and Outrageous Sarky Favourites, narrated by Tom Selwood. The Stampeding of Lady Bastable. It would be rather nice if you would put Clovis up for another 6 days while I go up north to the MacGregors, said Mrs. Sangrail sleepily across the breakfast table. It was her invariable plan to speak in a sleepy, comfortable voice whenever she was unusually keen about anything. It put people off their guard, and they frequently fell in with her wishes before they had realized that she was really asking for anything. Lady Bastable, however, was not so easily taken unawares. Possibly she knew that voice and what it betokened. At any rate, she knew Clovis. She frowned at a piece of toast, and ate it very slowly, as though she wished to convey the impression that the process hurt her more than it hurt the toast. But no extension of hospitality on Clovis's behalf rose to her lips. "It would be a great convenience to me," pursued Mrs. Sangrail, abandoning the careless tone. "I particularly don't want to take him to the MacGregors, and it will only be for 6 days."
"It will seem longer," said Lady Bastable dismally. "The last time he stayed here for a week."
"I know," interrupted the other hastily, "but that was nearly 2 years ago. He was younger then."
"But he hasn't improved," said her hostess. "It's no use growing older if you only learn new ways of misbehaving yourself."
Mrs. Sangrail was unable to argue the point. Since Clovis had reached the age of 17, she had never ceased to bewail his irrepressible waywardness to all her circle of acquaintances, and a polite